Sharp and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. That's why I say
man, I should. Welcome in the Cap and Jay Hood. It's Black and Abdallah filling in for the guys today here on ESPN 1000. I'm Chris Black along with Adam Abdallah. You can usually listen to our show weeknights 6 to 8 right here on ESPN 1000. And each morning at 8 o'clock in the morning, we hear Shot or No Shot, our favorite segment of the day. And it's all brought to you by Shay Norling. Shay, welcome.
Well, it's also brought to you by PointsBet Sportsbook at Hawthorne Racecourse and Club Hawthorne. Put a little more action into your weekend at one of Hawthorne's 16 newly remodeled betting bars, or bet the races from home or on the go with the Club Hawthorne mobile wagering app. And if you sign up on Club Hawthorne right now, you'll be entered to win $12,000 cash on January 1st.
Hello, Shay.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hello.
We're good.
I'm feeling good this morning.
Are you? Black,
you seem to think it's a little contentious.
No, well, not at all.
You guys are going back and forth.
This is healthy banter.
A little back and forth.
Healthy banter.
To this point, but it's fine. You get 2 days of Black and Abdallah.
Edgy bucket.
And before you know it, Cap and Jay Hood will be back. So you'll be right at home when the guys return in the new year.
10 days between then and now.
Oh, you're counting down, huh?
That's awesome.
All right, so you're counting down. Okay, good. Black and Abdallah in for Cap and Jay Hood. Time for Shot or No Shot.
No,
what do you have, Shay?
All right, I want to start with the Pro Bowl rosters, which were announced yesterday, and somebody from the Bears was angry, and not who you might expect. It was Eddie Jackson, who was upset that he was snubbed in the Pro Bowl. He tweeted, "Stuff's a joke," he did not say stuff, and claimed the safeties who were selected, that were Quandre Diggs, Buda Baker, and Talanoa Hufanga, quote, "can't touch his numbers." Eddie Jackson does have more picks, tackles, pass breakups, and fumbles forced than Diggs, and you can't really cite injury as a reason because TJ Watt made the team and he only played in 7 games. Sure. Shot or no shot, Eddie Jackson should have been a Pro Bowler.
I think it is a shot. He should have been. I'm not upset that he's not, and I kind of like that they're still naming the teams even though there is no Pro Bowl to be played this year. I find it interesting to look at the list and try and figure out where my favorite players fit. Should he be in the conversation? Should he be a Pro Bowler? I'd say shot. I'm not heartbroken that he's not, though.
Yeah, I think shot. I think that, I mean, I don't know if Fields has played his way into a Pro Bowl yet either, but things could change and he could get the pity invite like Trubisky got a few years ago, and I'll still make fun of it just like I did for Trubisky. It doesn't matter that it's Fields or not. But yeah, Eddie Jackson should have. I think he deserved it. And you see, like, I'm glad they are naming it too. Did you see the video going around from the Commanders players? Like,
yeah. Like people, with like Ron Rivera?
Yeah, sure. And like one of them's like breaking down because like this is his goal, is to be a Pro Bowler. And like it means a lot.
Well, yeah.
And plus there's contract incentives involved with it too. But like a lot of people, like players still value making the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, Jeremy Reeves, the special teamer for the Commanders. He's someone who's never made a roster past training camp for like the last 5 years. He makes Washington's team this year, and he makes the Pro Bowl as a special teamer. That's really cool stuff.
Yeah.
But I would say also, you know what? I was looking at this, guys. Is there not a bigger discrepancy in quarterbacks than looking at the two teams' rosters?
Yeah.
Right? In the AFC, your quarterbacks are the Pro Bowl this year. Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow. You could argue that those are the three best quarterbacks in the NFL. And then you look over at the NFC, and yes, Jalen Hurts has had a great year. He's in the MVP conversation. But the other two names, Geno Smith and Kirk Cousins, boy, the NFC's looking around saying, hold up, I thought that we had Aaron Rodgers and Brady in this conference, right? Like, we thought that we had two Hall of Fame guys here. What's going on? Geno Smith and Kirk Cousins?
And that's why it's so important for Ryan Poles to get it right in the offseason, because you see what you have in Justin Fields, and you're like, dude.
Well, the conference is available.
Yeah.
Right? Like, with Brady slipping, with Rodgers not playing to his best this season, and he's been injured, and you never know what his contract situation is going to be in the offseason. He's too busy going on the podcast with the punter. I think that you're right. The opportunities are there for Justin Fields. Is he a Pro Bowler this year? No.
No.
Should he be next year?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
He should probably be a Pro Bowl quarterback next season.
Couldn't you argue he should be this year? He's going to break the quarterback rushing yards record.
Yeah, it's a little flimsy for me. I get it.
How much does it matter that the team sucks? Kirk's only there because the team's good.
Yeah, but he's a better passer. To me, the quarterback being nominated for the Pro Bowl is about passing. And you could say, yes, he has the rushing stats. Until he's leading in passing categories, I can't place him there yet.
You know what's weird? We were talking about the skills competition a few weeks ago, or maybe a week ago, where like in the early 90s,
yeah,
it was just the quarterback just throwing it into like, you know, into targets and throwing it as hard as... So my TikTok algorithm has now been showing me all those videos.
Aren't they fun?
They're great.
Yeah.
I would watch, like, why doesn't NFL Network leading up to the Pro Bowl just rerun all those? I would watch all those. That would be great to see again.
If there's one word of advice on TikTok, don't watch any dog content, because you watch one and then your algorithm gets turned into sad stories about dogs.
Okay.
And as we know, it's not real, Chris. The dogs aren't real. Keep that in your mind.
No, I just can't handle it. No. And it's just, I need a break from TikTok.
Yeah.
All right, shot or no shot? What do you have, Shay?
Second shot.
We haven't really gotten an update on the status of Tevin Jenkins after he left the field on a stretcher last Sunday with a neck injury. Eberflus offered a, quote, day-to-day status and then suggested Jenkins is, quote, engaged. He's liked that word a lot when people have been injured this year at practice, but there hasn't been any comprehensive detail on the injury. Shot or no shot? With an injury like this, no news is good news.
No shot. Because
you want news?
Well, he went from limited to didn't practice Tuesday to Wednesday. So in my mind, he got worse.
Well, Tuesday was a walkthrough, right? So, or they didn't actually practice.
Doesn't matter. You would say didn't practice then. Because they have it as if he... Because you have other guys on here that didn't practice.
No, I know that.
So he went from didn't practice to, or from limited to didn't practice.
I lean towards a shot. No news is good news. Because if we had news, we would know that he was out for the rest of the year. He was having major problems. I tend to lean no news is good news at the moment.
I look at the injury report and I say you were downgraded. So to me, that's without Eberflus saying anything, we might be like, we'll see what happens today. We'll see when
But like Chase Claypool, the same thing took place.
Mm-hmm.
It was,
and I would say that he was
downgraded.
Okay.
For a day, but they didn't actually practice on Tuesday.
But then they should have just put him as didn't practice. Because your designation, when you do a walkthrough like that, you're supposed to put the designation as if you would have had a real practice.
Well, today's designation will be more important.
Of course, yeah.
Because they play on Saturday, so what takes place today will be a strong indication on whether or not they'll be available for Saturday.
Yeah, because today's the last day.
Yes.
That you get it. So,
correct.
Yeah. So we'll know probably around noon or so today.
Shot or no shot with Shay Norling. What do you have?
According to a list from Good Housekeeping, these are the three most popular Christmas gifts for men in 2022. Front pocket money clip, knit cuff beanie, and the classic indoor putting green. Shot or no shot, the indoor putting green is the best gift you can get for the man in your life.
Yeah, I'd say there's a possible shot there. Outside of new clubs or a new putter, I think the indoor putting green is right up there with the best gifts you could possibly get as a guy. I'd say that's a shot.
I feel like I'm going to go no shot, because I feel like if you have a golfer in your life, it's the easiest thing you can get them.
Well, what's the problem with that?
No, I'm just saying there's not a lot of thought.
What do you need thought for?
Think about it.
That's the worst part of the holidays.
Think about
I don't
want
to have to
me.
Think about this stuff.
You just want a list?
Well, I'm just
Here's
saying.
Here's stuff I forgot to buy myself this year.
Yeah, that
buy
would be
it
helpful.
For me.
Thinking about stuff like this takes too much brain power for me. I don't care.
We got golf upstairs. You never play it.
What do you mean?
I got a putter and balls and a little thing. You never play it.
In our office, I play occasionally.
You never putt.
Once in a while. You don't have a left-handed putter. How much putting can I do putting the wrong direction?
What's the difference? It's the same side.
I'm using the back of the club.
I don't think it has like things. I think it's just a solid putter. Like,
this
I don't
is my
think
point.
It, I don't think it has. But
I'm
I don't
not
think
practicing.
I don't think it's left or right.
It's like
I think,
mini golf putter.
Yeah.
No,
I think there's no designation.
It's got a divot on the back.
Does it?
Yeah.
I haven't looked at it that
One
close.
Side is flat for the way you're supposed to use the putter. The other side has like a...
You know what would be better than a putting green? A new putter.
Yeah. Well, I mean, sure. Or a golf trip would be great.
Well, easy.
I'll take a golf trip.
Easy money bags.
A lot of money.
Well, Shay's
easy,
asking what the best gift would be.
Easy money bags.
Well, Shay is asking what the best gift would be. The best gift would be a golf trip.
That's true.
For you and three buddies.
Yeah. Easy.
All expenses paid.
Easy money bags.
That would be the best gift. Is that not on your list?
A trip?
Yeah.
No.
For your friends?
No. I didn't tell my pregnant wife to buy me a golf trip.
You know
trip.
What I would really like for this holiday season?
I'd like to leave you and our newborn for 4 days.
Yeah, like just send us to a warm climate to play 36 rounds each day. When you get 36 holes each day.
When you get a new putter, bring your old one in so you can putt.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
No shot. Next question.
Wow, Abdallah hates that one, Shay.
Apparently. I don't want to leave the ladies out, though. So the same Good Housekeeping article listed these three gifts as the best for the woman in your life. A Polaroid instant camera, an LED lit magnification makeup mirror, and a, quote, function of beauty gift card. Shot or no shot?
What is function of beauty?
I have no clue, but my question is shot or no shot. A gift card is the worst gift you could get for the woman in your life.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I think it depends.
It's probably true. You can't go gift card.
I'm going to go no shot. It's not the worst thing you can get, but it depends on what you're getting, like what you're doing it for. You know what I mean? Like, okay, like 1 year... My wife wanted a black leather jacket. My wife wanted a black leather jacket for Christmas. Is
she biking?
No, it was the style of the time.
She's going to ride a Gideon's
Hawk. This was like a few years ago when girls were wearing light jeans and black leather jackets. This was like 4 or 5 years ago, whatever, right? And I didn't know which one she wanted. So I bought her a gift card to the store I knew she wanted it from. And I said, this is for your leather jacket. Use it on your leather jacket.
That's half-assed.
No, it's not. Because what if I would have gotten her the wrong one? Then she's got to go return it?
No. The thought of you going and actually picking something out would have been worthy.
Nope.
Here's a lazy gift card.
It's not lazy. I had to go to the store and get it.
Yeah, it's lazy. You went half there.
No, I went all the way there. I spent all the money.
You're not full.
I spent all the money on it. No, it wasn't.
Half deal. You got there. You got there. You were almost there.
No.
You almost completed the task. But you, sir, lazy.
No.
Why you were lazy. Why would you go to the store to get the gift card? If you're going to the store, just pick something out.
Because they had multiple leather jackets.
That's
they had multiple
lazy.
Ones. I didn't know which one she wanted.
Yeah, but if you get you, I would like speaking for myself. I would rather get something that I want and it not be exactly right, and I return it. But at least my wife thought about what I wanted.
Because then
and
she might be hesitant to return it. Then she might not wear it because she doesn't really like it.
No. And the generalization is this: that is a man's thought. You just put your thoughts in her brain.
I did not.
Women, I've seen this I've seen it. They return stuff like willy-nilly all over the place. They're ordering packages, they're returning. It's what they do. If you would have picked out a jacket and presented it and said, lady or sir who works here at this fine establishment, help me pick out a leather jacket. It's the style of the time. I would like to impress my wife. Here we go. You bring the jacket and she goes, you know what? This isn't exactly the one I wanted. I'll return it. Thank you. The thought is what counted.
See,
100%.
Like, here's the thing.
Second nature
I'll tell you the opposite.
To go return
it. You're wrong. I'll tell you the opposite. Like, I need a new golf bag. So my wife was like, for your birthday, I don't know what golf bag to get
that's,
you.
You're a guy.
Doesn't matter. She
it's
got
different.
I got a gift card, and I'm going to get a new golf bag. Because she's like, I'm not going to buy you a golf. I don't know what you want. Just like I didn't know which one she wanted. But I know she wanted it. That's how we operate. Maybe I just trust my wife to get what she wants, and she knows it's the thought that counts.
It's half-assed.
It's not.
You got there.
It's the thought that counts.
You got to the store. You didn't complete the task.
I did. I bought it. The money was spent.
312-332-3776. Did Abdallah complete the task? I don't think he did.
I completed it.
I think getting the jacket, even if it's the wrong jacket, would have been the gesture.
Function of Beauty is a hair care place. They have shampoos, conditioner.
They have what?
Shampoos.
You know what this really says is Good Housekeeping has no idea what America wants anymore.
I think the gifts are okay.
That was a horrible list. I'm scrolling through this list, and it was just awful.
Good Housekeeping. When was the last year they put out a magazine?
When was the last year anyone put out a magazine? It's not like Time.
Who reads Time magazine?
I don't know, but I see it on the newsstands. Who reads magazines, period?
Airport people.
Yeah, people at the airport.
People on vacations.
Business travelers.
Don't you just get it on like your Kindle or phone or iPad, whatever you have?
Oh, no, I don't do that.
No,
I don't.
No.
I don't Kindle.
A magazine on my phone.
What's going on there?
Why do you have a separate apparatus?
I don't have a magazine at all. I'm just like,
what are you doing?
I read articles on my phone. I'm not buying.
Let me ask you a question. How do you fold over the page on a Kindle?
You don't. It's a Kindle.
That's the point.
It opens up to your last page.
Yeah, that's no. I like to fold a material good.
You are both so old.
What if your book?
You're both pulling
I'm anti-book. I'm anti-book. I'm pro the bit of Seinfeld where do we need books? Books are trophies.
We've
put
got
it on a book.
Chris is pro book, no, and I you read, don't understand watching
I
somebody
said,
play video games.
I said magazine. I didn't say book.
I read it on my phone. I read books on my phone.
If we're old, I mean, what does that say about...
No, come on.
This is Kath and Jay Hood.
Love you.
On ESPN 1000.
This is Kath and Jay Hood. Follow on Instagram at Kath Jay Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Question on the table is, guys, do you get your wife, your girlfriend, a gift card? Because that's the question.
I've got people that are agreeing with me.
I feel like that's a tough sell.
I feel like people are agreeing with me. The difference is, like, I knew what she... I'm not just giving her, like, a Visa gift card and saying, here you go. here's cash.
The American Express gift card?
Yeah.
The one that subtracts $5 per month you don't use
it?
You remember those?
Oh, God. Like, yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm buying her a very specific gift card for a very specific thing.
Filling in for Cap and Jay Hood this morning here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app. I remember that back in the day, I had like a collection of American Express gift cards, and I like saved them for a couple of years. And I was like, oh, and I found them. I was like,
what do you mean there's only $40 on this?
This is great. And I go to spend it, and they're like, this is cashed out. And I was like, what do you mean? They're like, well, you have to call the number. I call the number. And, like, I don't remember the amount. It was, like, $50 or something. Mm-hmm. The amount of time that passed and me using the gift card, I had, like, less than $5 left on it because of the price. And I was like, this is the biggest scam in the history of the world. The fact that you could purchase something that loses its value based on not using it. And, like, the person who was gifted it doesn't even know that that exists. Black and Abdallah in for Cap and Jay Hood. Curtis in Farmington, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Curtis?
Good morning, in minus 8 temperatures here in Farmington, Minnesota here. So glad to talk to you guys. I have my 2 points. Abdallah, you are absolutely correct.
Thank you.
Gift cards are great, depending on what she likes. If it's something that she, a store that she likes, just give her a gift card, put some money on it. You win. As far as the toy is concerned, I grew up in the 80s in the wonderful Saturday morning cartoons. Voltron was my toy of choice. And so my mom gave me the Voltron toy. It was awesome. Voltron, Defender of the Universe. It was great.
That's great.
Curtis, that's great.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for the phone call. There you go. And Voltron, I never... watched Voltron.
We were too young, I think.
What year was that?
I think it was. He said the 80s, and we were born in the middle of
the 80s. Yeah, but a lot of cartoon characters from the 80s were things that we
know. But Voltron was. Let's see, Voltron was on from 84 to 85.
Okay, short amount of time.
Then you had Voltron: The Third Dimension was on 98 to 2000, and then Voltron Force was on 2011, 2012. Basically, 84 to 85. So we were born in 84, and I was born at the end of 84. So, like, there was no way we were going to get into that.
Like, for example, with Shay and Jake, I'm sure, do you guys know Thundercats? Jake, do you know what the Thundercats are?
I think I know from Family Guy, like when they joke about it.
They do.
And that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So there you go. Yes. Ricardo in Humble Park, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good, man. What's up?
All right, so I kind of agree with both of you because you can't go wrong with buying a gift card to a store that they like or something that they wanted. But then you can't go wrong with you by actually going out and buying something. Like this year, like my wife all year was like, oh, I want a new Apple Watch. So Black Friday, I went and I bought her the Series A Apple Watch.
Nice.
Yeah. Last year she wanted a North Face jacket. I didn't know which one to get her. I got her a North Face gift card.
There you go. See, you can do both things, right? Like, you're not going to buy her an Apple gift card because you know which Apple Watch she wants. There's only a few of them, and then she gets a band or whatever she wants. If she wants to change that out, she can. But the North Face, you go gift card because there's so many different kinds of North Faces.
Right. I don't know which one to get her. So I was like, you know what? Here, babe, here you go. Here goes a gift card to North Face. Go buy the jacket you want.
Bang. Good call, Ricardo. Appreciate you.
All right, happy holidays, guys.
You too. Happy holidays.
See, I feel like more people are siding with me on
no,
this.
No, I don't know.
No, take all those calls, homie.
We'll take the calls. I think what Ricardo brings up, though, is important. Do something.
I did something.
No. The point, though, is if you read between the lines, Ricardo's call. One year, he got an actual gift.
Oh, yeah.
She loved it.
Yes.
The next year, he only did the gift card because he didn't know. She loved it.
Look, I
so
don't
do something.
I don't do gift card every year.
PSA from Bluck and Abdallah to the guys out there.
Yeah.
Do something.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I always get her, like, even the year, like this year, she's very adamant. We're having a kid. Let's save money. No gifts.
Well,
no
you got
to
get a gift.
No. Well, I got to get a push present. I'm not
too.
Getting her a push present. But I did get her a small Christmas present. But
what'd you get her?
I'm not saying because she has friends that listen.
She's not listening.
She has friends that listen, though.
You think our wives are listening to this?
She has coworkers that listen.
Well, you think that they're going to go run and
they
tell?
Might.
They're going to
tattle? They might slip. It's one day of school left, man. They're just trying to get through it. Sending these kids home before the snow hits.
Jeez. Joe in West Beverly, you're on ESPN 1000. What do you think, Joe?
You know, personally, I think gift cards are a little impersonal. I think it says a lot more that you put thought into a gift than just giving somebody a gift card. Like, my daughter is going to be 16 in January, and she's like, I just want gift cards. I want cash. And to me, I'm thinking, I want to get her something. I want more substance of the things I give her. I don't want to just hand her a gift card and say, here, Merry Christmas. I think we've gotten away from what, you know, Christmas is really all about with just handing gift cards and cash. So that's just my take. I'm old school. So.
I like that, Joe. Yeah, old school. I like that.
I'm with Joe's daughter, though, where it's like when I was 14, 15, 16, 17, I didn't want stuff. I just wanted cash so I could buy drugs.
Tom in Oak Lawn, you're on ESPN 1000. Tom?
So normally I would just get a gift for my wife, except unless she needs uniforms for work. Because she's a nurse, and apparently the sizes are weird. And she says, I would rather just buy the uniforms and such because I know, you know, what size fit me. So if that's the case, then I'll go to, like, the working uniform store and I'll get her a gift card that way. But normally, I'll just get her a gift.
Okay. And do you have the gift already, Tom?
Oh, yeah. I've got her gifts all ready and wrapped and everything.
Wow, so. you're ahead of the game.
Yeah.
All right, Tom. Good call, my man. I mean, listen, there's a lot of us, me including, who wait till the very last minute. Here's the thing. In school, I never did the work ahead of time. I always waited till the last minute, pulled the all-nighters in college. That's when I do my best work. It's when we do our best show prep. Right before the show, Abdallah, that's when we get things done.
Yeah, I mean, I waited until the last minute to get my present again, but I usually...
Do you have it wrapped? Tom has his wrapped already.
Oh, mine's already wrapped. Mine's wrapped. It's in the bag. It's ready to go.
Hold on. Wrapping is different from a bag.
No, no.
You're just bagging it. That's not wrapped. That's not a wrap job.
We're going to Indianapolis. It's wrapped and in my bag that I'm taking to Indianapolis.
Okay.
I can't ask...
You wrapped it?
Yeah, I wrapped it.
You're good at the folding and the creases look nice, sharp, and the tape?
Of course.
A lot of tape or only a couple pieces of tape? Because some people who wrap it really well can only do a few pieces of tape.
I'm the opposite. The worse it looks, the better. The worse it looks, like, she knows I can't wrap, so it's like the worse, she's like, you tried. Look at, that's cute. You tried to this year.
Mike in Crystal Lake, you're on ESPN 1000 with Bluck and Abdallah. What's up, Mike?
Right, so you're going to the store to buy a gift card, and you think that she's going to go back and then pick out a coat to wear.
Yeah.
Why not give it a little effort? You're there at the store. You're saying she's going to make a trip. pick something out that you think she would look great in or hot in and give it to her. And maybe give it a little thought that, hey, she might look pretty good in this. Let me give that to her. She's going to the store anyway to return it. Come on, Abdal. You got to give a little thought and get it out
there. I gave
the
thought. Yeah, Mike. She liked it. She wanted it. She said, thank you. Now I can go pick out what I want to pick out.
Yeah, I agree with Mike.
You guys have a good Christmas.
You too, Mike. For a long time, Cap listeners here on ESPN 1000. This is Cap and Jay Hood, but yeah. The old Cap and Company show. I remember a time when Cap was like, I went shopping and I said, oh, Mindy, she's going to look hot in this and I'm buying that for her. And he came in and told us about it. Red with the lace. I'm buying this.
I've got more people in my mentions saying that their kids want money. Your kids are buying drugs.
Yeah, that's what money is for.
You can't ask for an eighth for Christmas. It doesn't look good on paper. And, I mean, now I guess your parents could just go to the dispensary and buy it for you if they're cool like that. But normally, if your kids are asking for $60 for Christmas, it's because they're trying to buy drugs.
This is Kath and Jay Hood
on ESPN 1000. Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
We all have to make choices in sports and in life. It could be running on third down.
You ran the same third down situation, and you ran the same play twice. You're getting paid for that.
I cannot believe the call.
Or managing finances.
This country, you've got to make the money first.
Or it could be a deal breaker.
That's right, it's Black and Abdallah filling in for Cap and Jay Hood today. We'll continue taking your calls at 312-332-3776. But right now, it's time for Deal Breakers, powered by SEO. Level up. Here's Shay Norling. Hello, Shay.
Good morning, boys. I want to start with a sports-related deal breaker here.
Yes, they were smashing on the avocados. Your thoughts?
Smashing.
Deal breaker?
This is not related to smashing. This is sports related.
Okay. All right.
You're the general manager of an NFL team. Your team's quarterback just threw for 50 touchdowns and 5,500 yards last season, taking home most valuable player honors. In the offseason, his private Twitter account was found with a collection of wildly racist tweets. What do you do?
You probably suspend the quarterback. And you allow the National Football League to step in and to hand out.
They'll take care of it.
Punishments.
Yeah, they've always been consistent with punishments.
Well, isn't that in that situation? Don't you allow the league to take the situation by control?
How old are these tweets?
I don't think that matters.
No, it does. How old are these? Are these like tweets he was getting off in junior high when he was stupid?
We'll say these he was old enough to know better.
Okay. Because that's happened a lot. You get these college prospects that tweet dumb stuff in junior high, and they delete it, and people move on, and they say that they were stupid, and, you know. I think you probably have to suspend him, and it's the NFL, though. Everyone forgets as soon as you throw another 50 touchdowns, right? So here's what would happen. He would get suspended. He would have to go to sensitivity training. He would have to do all this other stuff involved with that. And then he'd be back on the field week one.
Of the next year. Yeah.
That's what would happen.
Yeah.
That's what would happen. I would hope that in this day and age, that not only would you not have those thoughts, but also these kind of tweets and stuff would be found before you are even drafted.
Are you pointing to due diligence?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
When it comes to due diligence in the National Football League, just ask the Cleveland Browns about that.
Well, that's my point.
I was just
going to
say, maybe
that's
you trade
my point.
Him for three first-round picks and like, let another team make him
we've
the highest
got a
paid
dude
player.
We did our due diligence. Did you talk to any of the survivors? We did not.
He's on record.
Deshaun
like,
Watson on the field.
Pulling it out in front of people.
Doing
and
the
it's
what?
Just like pulling it out in front of people. And it's just like, hey, did you dump? Okay, you coughed. I was like, dude, don't dump that.
I didn't dump that.
I thought you were reaching for the box. I thought you were dumping me.
I am not reaching for your box.
Yeah.
I am not reaching for your box.
But again, yeah, it's the NFL. So, like, no one really cares. That's my, like, it's a callous thing to say, but it's true.
Yeah. The National Football League keeps moving.
Right? Yeah. So I think that, it to me, I mean, there's a lot of things that NFL teams do that would be deal breakers for me. Like, I don't want Deshaun Watson on my football team, you know?
Right.
So for me, it would probably be a deal breaker. Like, I've got other things in my life that when people become found out that they are racist or homophobic or whatever, that I cut that part them out of my life. Like, perfect example. Done with Kanye.
Yeah.
Done.
Yep.
And, like, I was a huge Kanye fan.
We both
like,
were.
The biggest Kanye fan. But now, if anybody needs a pair of Yeezys, call me. So now, Kanye's done. Like, I would feel the same way about any other performer or athlete that I was a fan of before.
Deal breakers, Shay? What else do you have?
All right. Your wife has a coworker who she has told you tends to be creepy and flirtatious in the office, and he doesn't listen when she's asked him to stop and back off. You accompany her to her holiday party, as a husband does. He approaches the two of you, and he gives her a Christmas gift. It's a necklace with his initial as a pendant. Do you step in, or do you just kind of let your wife take care of business?
Well, it's a deal breaker with the wife, right? See that, Jay? I flipped it on you. Why does she have a friend that thinks that that would be okay?
Yeah.
You can't just blame it on the creeper. There's something else happening thinks that this is appropriate.
Is he handing these out like candy, like everyone's getting one, or just her?
No, just her.
Oh, yeah, that's a deal breaker. That's a deal breaker for both of them. What's going on?
Yeah, there's something else.
I need to see the security cam footage. Like, what's going on in this office?
There's a miss. It's a work husband right there.
That's more than a work husband, my friend.
That's something else. That's like a yoga friend. That's
tennis
a juice
instructor.
That's getting juice in the morning. That's the whole deal.
Like, this here's my work husband right here.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Hi.
Work wife.
Well, I mean,
wives can be dudes too, man.
I understand that. That's why I was saying work husband, work partner. There you go.
Shay, how would you handle the situation?
My wife would beat his ass, so I wouldn't worry about it. I'd step out of the way and watch the show.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Like, I don't think my wife would have put up with it in the first place. So, probably not a deal breaker for her, but if he's still trying, then we're going to have some speaks. I might have to call a couple cousins.
Shay's not saying, hey, let's really get this deal breaker going. Let's find some avocados. Let's make this a three-person deal.
Don't you worry.
Let's find an office, guys.
Yeah. Let's make sure that necklace goes on, and we see the initials there. We'll take care of the situation.
Don't you worry, that's coming.
What else do you have?
All right, well, before we get to that, your family always does a large gathering around the holidays, and every year someone different has to host. This year, a family member that lives 4 hours away in the middle of nowhere, Wisconsin, is offering to host Christmas. Do you go?
Deal breaker, you should know better. If you live out in the boonies, you're not hosting. No offense, we're not going.
Yeah, I mean, it's 4 hours for everyone. Then yeah, deal breaker. You got to find a central location for everyone. And even if that means, because here's the deal, like, I'll say this, like, we don't have a central Thanksgiving location.
Yeah.
So what we do is we rent an Airbnb. And, like, my mom comes from Florida, and my sister comes from Norway, and my wife's parents come from Indiana. And, like, Chicago is the central location, but our apartment's not big enough for everyone, so, like, we have to get an Airbnb so people can stay and we can have enough room for hosting.
Sure.
So we do that, but we find the central location for everyone to go. It's not like my sister's like, hey, guess what? We're hosting Thanksgiving this year. Everyone come to Norway.
Yeah, that's where the deal breaker is. You have to find a centralized place. I get that some people feel a bit left out that they can't host, but it's fun to not host. Just show up and leave. That's the best part. You're just there and you get to leave when you want.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't it offensive of the person that lives that far away to assume they can host?
Yes.
Yeah, I think enough. You have to have a vote. There has to be a quorum. There has to be a cheerocracy involved in saying that person can't host. And someone else needs to step up and be like, y'all, I'm closer. You drive 4 hours. You can stay overnight, drive 4 hours back the next day. But we're not all driving 4 hours to your house.
Shay, you have a bit of a drive ahead of you today, correct?
Yeah, 4 hours, actually.
Are you the only ones driving that distance? Is everyone else in Michigan? Where on the hand in Michigan are you guys driving
to?
They're all right here, all of them, and that's where we're going.
Towards the thumb?
Yep.
Ooh, that can get dicey today.
Okay,
that's going to get dicey.
No, because the storm's chasing
us. Yeah, they're behind.
So as long as we're in front of
the storm's behind them.
Yeah, I'm driving to Indianapolis today.
Storm's behind you, too.
I know.
You guys gonna be chilly?
Once you get
over the weekend?
Once you get east of 65, though, that's when the big snow's coming, supposedly. Tracy will be in here.
What are you guys gonna do with the cold?
Stay inside like an adult?
That was a topic.
It's not gonna be that cold in Detroit. It's gonna be like 35 or something.
Oh. Okay.
All right.
Weak.
Deal breakers with Shea Norling.
All right, let's get to the smashing on the avocados.
Yeah.
Your company throws a holiday party in the office, and this thing is straight out of Mad Men. Booze is flowing. Coworkers are getting a little reckless.
Someone gets run over by a lawnmower.
It's a great episode. You stumble into an office, and you walk in on your closest coworker hooking up with your boss. Do you mention this? Do you use it as leverage, or do you just act like it never happened?
Ooh. I mean, you got to keep something in your back pocket, right?
Oh, Abdallah always scheming.
Well, no.
Abdallah's always scheming.
Listen, we're all consenting adults here. As long as nothing nefarious is going on, then let people be, right?
Yeah, I'm
not
going to
hold anything against anybody. I just shut slowly back out, shut the door, and that's it, right? As long as everyone's involved as consenting adults here, do you, man.
Yeah, I would. That's the play for me. I'm just. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
What happened?
You want to mess around? Like, look.
All right.
You will get your comeuppance. You will get it, but not from me.
Yeah. And I'll go about my day.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think you got to, like, the next time you talk to your boss, you got to throw a little wink. I know you know that I know.
Nah, I mean,
He knows you know. You open the door.
Yeah.
He knows.
Keep it cool, but I know that you know that I know.
They know.
See, now you're entering in territory, because then they may respond in a negative fashion towards you.
Yeah.
Trying to prohibit you doing something to impact them.
Yeah. I think if they ever came to me and was like, hey, we're going to get rid of you, and I'd be like, about that.
Well, here's the thing.
That's the point. It's like, I'm not going in there going, hey, I need a raise, because you know that I know. If push comes to shove and they need to eliminate a position, it ain't mine.
Are you tagging in?
That's a good question. Depends, I think, right?
Now entering.
How close are you with your coworker?
On the side, there's a little official with a board that has Shea's name on it, like
that.
It's soccer.
It's the WWE. It's the
top rope.
The guy's on the ground, and you're trying to rally the crowd, and
here
you're
comes
like,
Shea running in to be tagged.
Come on,
leap
come
for the
on,
tag.
Tag me
with a big elbow drop.
Adam and Chris, you're a great litmus test for this. You're close friends. Adam, you walk in on Chris with somebody. Are you tagging in? Are you joining? Is that becoming a three-person party?
When we were roommates in Lakeview for six years, there was no tagging situation.
There was no tagging situation.
We did have in the summers, because we only had AC units in the living room, we did sleep with our doors open.
Yeah.
So there were situations to be had. There was never a tag-in situation, though.
Yeah, unless you had someone over and it's like, we're going to be hot, sorry. We're either going to be really hot or really cold. We have to keep
the door
shut.
You slept with the doors open?
Yes. We didn't have air conditioning in our room or heat in our room.
Was only in the living room.
Out. That sleeping with the door open is a non-negotiable.
It's weird, man.
Can't do it.
It was weird.
Well, I mean, there was the one lady that was there that I hung out with a couple times, and we successfully
did the trade off.
It was great.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was fantastic.
Like, I feeling it, and I was like, I kind of am.
I kind of think this could be.
I kind of think, for all the reasons you don't like her, I like her.
I'm into this, and then I go to work,
that's
I come
what
back.
Friends are full.
I come back the next day, and she's sitting on the couch with Adam. I go, oh, hey, how's it going,
what's
everybody?
Up? It was more like, what's up? Sorry. We have more things in common than you guys did.
That's great.
She had the big gauge in her ear, didn't she?
Yeah, not a big one, but like, you know,
Well, Chris, that wasn't a deal breaker. Gage, you walked in Gage and Adam and your girl are on the couch smashing on the avocados. No, that's not a deal breaker.
It wasn't like a behind-the-back pass. It was a... Hey, here, let's...
It was a mutual agreement, yeah.
Let's sub in someone that can handle this situation.
Yeah.
That's what took place. Deal breakers. With Shay Norland. I'm just saying, it was a success. It was good for all parties. It was successful. Very nice.
It worked out.
Everyone walked away happy.
Yeah. There's no complaints.
Yeah. It worked.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. Listening to Cap and Jay Hood at home is easier than setting your coffee maker.
This picture of domestic happiness is missing something.
Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
What a way to start the day.
Cap and Jay Hood.
On Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
It's Captain Jay Hood, Black and Abdallah filling in. Usually you hear our show weeknights 6 to 8 right here on ESPN 1000. And we take football very seriously. And on our show on Thursday nights, we talk to our friend Chauncey with his animal picks.
Do you want winners? Chauncey knows a keeper when he sees one. He sees every angle and knows all the right calls. Get your picks. From a man who was raised by the frozen tundra. It's time for Chauncey's Picks with Black and Abdallah.
Chauncey's football picks. You can listen to Chauncey every Saturday morning at 6 a.m. Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And to this point this season, Abdallah, as we head into week 16 of the NFL season, how's Chauncey done to this point?
Well, Chris, he was 1-1 last week with the Cardinals and the Eagles, and now on the season he is 22-18. Still a winning season. Still a winning season, Chauncey.
Hello, Chauncey.
It should be 25.
Should be 25.
I mean, yeah, it should be, but you know, it's not.
I was robbed. I was robbed on certain things. So you know what can I say,
Chauncey? Hey. Our first matchup on the weekend: Lions and Panthers. Lions and Panthers. What are you taking in this matchup?
Well, you know, first of all, we got two big cats. Okay, Panthers much more. What should I use the term? They're much more seclusive. They're much more. They're an animal that's an ambush critter, and they're just, you know, all of a sudden you don't know they're there, and then all of a sudden you're getting jumped, and they're 1,500 pounds of square inch of jaw pressure just crushes your skull. I mean, they're an amazing animal when I think about them. But then I look at the lion, the pride of the Serengeti, the massive creature, which even though everybody looks at the big male lion with the mane, you know, it's the women that are doing all the work. To say that, but so I mean, you know, I sat there and I looked at this and I go, hey, this is going to be a tough one. I says, you know, because I really give a lot of respect to both teams, but I have a feeling because of the weather and everything else and et cetera, I have a feeling it's going to be the Lions.
Okay, Lions. Right, we got you down. Lions. Chauncey's first pick, Lions.
From two cats to two birds, we've got the Falcons and the Ravens. This one is in the Ravens' nest. What do you think of this matchup between two birds here?
Well, you know, what can I say, gentlemen? We're talking, two very... You got a Falcon that could dive at 180 miles an hour. You can and crush their, you know, prey just by slamming into them. So think about that if you're a Raven. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to get smacked here. And, okay, so there's a little bit of a, you know, intimidation factor coming, you know, playing a Falcon. But on the other hand, I've said it a number of times, the craftiest critter in the great outdoors is the Raven. From their intelligence, from their using tools, et cetera, I mean, they are just, there's something, you know, that you kind of look at and go, I'm not sure how we're going to do this. What are we going to do? Okay, and I'm going to have to go with the Ravens.
All right, Ravens, next pick. We got that down. Final matchup this weekend between animals, Broncos and Rams. Broncos and Rams, who wins this one?
Is this the toilet bowl?
Basically.
Okay. I thought this was the toilet bowl that we were celebrating at this one. once again, Broncos, Rams, Rams, Broncos. You know, I give the Rams all of the great credit. They're sure-footed. They're not block-headed. They're thick-headed critters. They're just, you know, they slam into their competitors on a line. They're going to do a lot of damage. They grow into, you know, maybe 225 pounds is a big one. It's just kind of an interesting thing. Broncos, well, you know, if the Broncos are playing like a bear or Broncos are playing, you know, another animal, I would have a different, you know, look at some of this stuff. But, I mean, a Bronco is a flight, you know, fight or flight. They're not going to fight that much. They're going to flight. So I look at these two and I go, which one could really beat the other one, you know? A Bronco is going to see a Ram running. He may dodge out of the way, but a Ram doesn't. You know, is not as big, is not as tall. The Broncos are going to jump over the line a lot easier on the Rams. So when I looked at it again very seriously with these two animals, because we take football seriously,
very, very seriously, too seriously, almost.
Very seriously.
I'm Black and Abdallah. I'm still not sure what seriously means on the show, but so we're looking at the. We're looking at the Broncos.
All right. We got you now. Lions, Ravens, Broncos.
That's right.
Saturday morning at 6 a.m., what will we hear on Chauncey's Great Outdoors?
Well, it's our Christmas Eve show, obviously. And we're going to talk about with the Steve Ettinger, who's the director of the Illinois Conservation Foundation, and how you can make a donation to the foundation this year to help get more people enjoying the great outdoors, from little kids to women who've never experienced the outdoors, to families going out and enjoying fishing and hunting and camping together on the many programs that they have. And their only support comes from donations, and they're non-for-profit. So we're going to be talking with them. We're also going to talk about some of the fishing activity that's going on, and hopefully everybody's sitting at home because the weather's not going to be real pretty with the wind. And there's ice fishing going on and many other things. And finally, I'm going to play, I don't know if you guys remember this, but I did a little parody of the, instead of the 'twas the night before Christmas, I rewrote it, and it was the night after Christmas for the animals.
Gotcha. So
we'll be listening.
Yeah.
It's coming out, the words are coming from basically a chipmunk who's in their tree going along with that poem.
All right.
I hope you guys are looking at each other going,
I'm laughing.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear this. This is going to be great. I can't wait to hear this.
Merry Christmas, Chauncey. We'll be listening on Saturday morning.
To you, your family, your loved ones, and everybody who is, whether indoors or outdoors, enjoying the great outdoors, like I said, watching the snow come down or standing in it, I wish you all a most merry and blessed Christmas.
There you go. Chauncey's Great Outdoors, Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. We'll be back.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
This is Cap and J-Hood on ESPN 1000.